Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5. Four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
And that was it, NASA's long-delayed Artemis 1, which took off from Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral this morning. The Artemis program will eventually send humans back to the surface of the moon more than 50 years after the last Apollo mission. And NASA wants to establish a base there as it targets a crewed mission to Mars in 2 years' time. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Niamh Shaw, scientist and communicator specialising in space. Good morning to you, Dr. Shaw. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're great, Claire. Thanks. Good morning to you too. I'm very tired.
Sure you are. And you know, listening back to it again, it's just such an exciting moment. Now, there were a few teething problems before the mission got off, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, I was up late anyway. It's science week this week, so it's a crazy week for all of us with a passion for science. So I genuinely didn't think it was going to happen because this is the third attempt to launch, and the last two attempts, you know, they had to be stopped because they had difficulty filling they've got a propellant which is a mixture of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, and every time they tried to fill the liquid hydrogen tanks they would come up against leaks, and so it kind of started happening again. I was like, oh no. And there was nothing being, you know, you get this ongoing commentary for somebody who's kind of listening in to the teams, and he keeps telling you what's happening, and there was nothing. Like he would say one sentence and then a half an hour passed, and usually that's a sign, okay, they don't even want us to know what's going on, so
yes,
it must be, you know. But then it just, he came on and we go, okay, we're just going to polls, and polls means like go, 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 you know, all the different departments go on the same communications channel and they all say go, 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 and then the mission director said yes, go, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And then they reset the clock and then it was 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, and then I was like just trying to tweet everybody, get on, it's 10 minutes to launch. And then it just happened. It just, like it was, we've been waiting so long for this to launch, and then it just came in really fast and at the end. So very exciting.
Very exciting. And it's, yeah, as I was saying there, it's a three-stage process, and this is the first one. This is the unmanned flight around the moon. So this is a 42-day flight, is it?
It's 26. It was depending on, you know, when they launched and everything. They said that the missions would either be 26 days or 42. So this one is 26 days. I since kind of did a bit of research on that before I came on the call. And it's what's lovely about this mission as well, Claire, it's ours as well, because the European Space Agency contributed to the construction and provided, the service module off the capsule. So the rocket is the thing that takes the thing to space, and the thing is the Orion capsule, and it's the Orion capsule that's going to the moon, and the European Space Agency played their part in providing that to part of the Artemis mission. So the next thing that happens is there will be a mission with people on board, a crewed mission. They won't touch down on the moon again. This will be like a test again to see that everything works okay. And then the third mission, Artemis 3, will be the first time they have what's known as footprints and flags, which is when people set foot on the moon, and they promised there would be a woman on that and a person of color, and there's space for at least four people on the Orion capsule. So that's coming up, and then as you say, then they have a space station that they want to build called Gateway, and then the Gateway will be kind of like a stopping point where astronauts will fly there and then drop down to the moon, and as you say, then eventually have a habitat then on the moon.
So today
today
is another first step.
Yeah.
For man.
Yeah.
Niamh, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much, Dr. Niamh Shaw, who's an Irish scientist and a communicator specialising in space. We'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.